It goes from black to white now, and every shade in between.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. How's it going, guys?
This is the first show of the semester. The first self-help half hour of the semester. We're on a new time slot.
You know it.
I don't think were people aware of this.
I think we should probably review what just happened for the listeners.
What song was that?
Well, first of all, this is the self-help half hour, and you were listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tosh Freeform Radio. I'm DJ Faust.
I'm CTP.
And we have here our actually newly hired intern, DJ Biggs. Well, not DJ yet.
He's intern Biggs.
Intern Biggs.
Hey, guys. I'm intern Biggs. It's an honor to be here.
He's getting trained. He's not going to talk that much. It's fine. We're back with a new time slot. You guys called in. You wouldn't stop talking. You wouldn't stop phoning the radio station saying we need better than 6 a.m.
Yeah. We got a lot of mail.
9 a.m.
9 a.m., I think. Well, because we're early risers.
We're early risers.
But obviously our listeners weren't.
Yes.
But they were rising early anyway for us. But
rallying, but this works better for everybody.
Yep.
For the catnappers.
Yeah.
The doodahlias.
Uh-huh.
The early birds.
Yep.
The late worms.
Late worms.
It hits every demographic.
Every demographic. It's right in that sweet spot of morning.
And maybe we should read a PSA.
I'm gonna say the song name.
Let's just do our things first.
Yeah,
Bagel. It's great. You've got a lot of drive this
really?
Morning. A lot of fire in your belly.
Awesome.
We love that. We're gonna do our things to start the show off properly.
Because Bagel. So what? Usually when I play a song, what I do is I'll say the song name, and then who it's by. Just right. Like doesn't that? Okay. I'm just gonna do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was Nova Vida by Alan French.
Ooh, it was funky. I liked it. It was a good way to start my morning.
Thanks,
good
way DJ to wake CTP.
Up. Right, should we do a PSA?
Let's do a PSA.
Okay, Bagel, have you chosen a PSA to do this morning?
I have. Thank you, CTP. I have chosen one.
Oh, well, I'd love to hear it.
All right, well, without further ado, warning, drinking alcoholic beverages before pregnancy can lead to pregnancy. But there are many different kinds of effective birth control available these days, and you can find out more about them by visiting bedsider.org, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
So, good. Great. I think we should just give him
that was certainly in English.
That was certainly in English. So the microphone's here. You're going to want to project into it. You were kind of projecting away from it a little bit,
okay.
And I think it was getting kind of the periphery of sound.
Oh.
But if you speak more directly into it, I think the listeners at home would appreciate that.
But that was a good first intern.
Good job,
read.
Yeah.
That was a
great.
Good first table read.
Great.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you.
And you chose a very important PSA that was very important.
Right.
Today's topic, birth control.
Birth control. So we have three men in the studio right now. Let's have a conversation about birth control. Let's do it. Are you ready?
What's our next song we're going to play?
The next song I will be playing is a fun little indie track called Peggy.
Oh, who's it by?
It's by The Orchards. Maybe The Orchards. Probably The Orchards.
The Orchids?
The Orchids.
No, Bagel.
Oh.
Orchards. There's an A. All right, let's do it.
Stop complaining about
That was Peggy by Orchards, perhaps The Orchards.
Ooh, is it? It doesn't say. I would just go with Orchards. It's like the Police conundrum. You never really know until.
Oh, what
until
is?
Your uncle is shouting it at you drunk at a wedding.
Yeah.
Right, so we had our first call over the break.
Yep.
As we always do, thank you so much, Sarah from Medford, for calling in. And we have our theme word for the day. It was pizzazz.
Pizzazz.
And as we all know, we've been doing this for a few semesters now.
Right.
We're giving our intern, Bagel, he has to write a haiku about the word pizzazz before the end of the show. How has the writing come along in those 3 minutes?
It's going great. Thank you, CTP. I will be ready by the next segment.
Okay.
As some of our fans may know, our intern Bakes, as we posted on our Instagram account, is an English major. So this should be good. I'm looking forward to this haiku by intern Bakes.
Please follow our Instagram at selfhelphalfhour, WMFO Medford, 91.5 WMFO.
I think this might be we might have some new listeners, so this might be a good time to review the format of our show.
Right. Do you want to lead
us loud.
In
that one? That is loud. That's very loud. We like to play our voices very loud.
The format of the show, this is a help show. This is the self-help half hour.
This is a help show.
And we call it the self-help half hour because it's a help show. We're helping people. But most of all, you're helping people. You right there, sitting at your home, Adrian, and you know who that person is? It's yourself.
Adrian.
Because we can't help you through the radio.
No.
We can't put our hands through the wires, through the telecoms, cables. What we can do is feed our little whispering voices in your head and tell you what you need to do to help your own life.
And so, we do that through life hacks. We do that through haiku poetry lightning rounds. We do that through cool world music.
We also have fun.
We also have. Well, I mean.
Okay, yeah, Bagel. Sure. We'll get to that segment.
Sure.
But we do it through. We answer people's questions. But most of all, we do it through inspiring you.
Inspiring you.
And that is, and we do that through all the segments we just explained.
We believe you can be a better version of yourself. And with that, should we move on to some life hacks?
The easiest way to become a better version of yourself is by hacking yourself.
Hacking
together.
Your life. Hack that life.
So let's do some life hacks.
Let's do some life hacks, guys.
Life hacks!
Life hacks!
What's our first life
Usually
hack of
Usually we kind of go like that. We kind of go, life hacks!
Oh, right. Life hacks.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to. It's done. Okay. What's our first life hack of the day, DJ Faust?
Here we go. So, Colin, what's your favorite type of food?
I would definitely say the papaya.
Well, my favorite type of food is fast food. So I've got 6 smoking hot fast food hacks right here. You ready? All right. Number 1, feeling international, order in Spanish to get your change in pesos.
What?
Yeah.
I'm always running low on the pesos.
Yep. Number 2, everybody loves McDonald's milkshakes, but have you ever tried a McDonald's milk stir?
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Number 3, in Texas, most Burger King franchises let you BYOB. Bring your own beef. Yup, that's right. In Texas, you can bring your own farm animals in to be butchered on site. There's nothing more delicious than a Whopper with ground beef from a cow you raised and cared for 6 years.
Honestly, this is honestly a great hack. I'll tell you for one reason. Unless you're buying organically, because with a lot of the food these days, if you go down to the Stop and Shop in Medford, you can actually. If you buy organically, it'll actually tell you the name of the animal that was slaughtered.
Right.
And their family name on it.
Yep.
So you can look up their history in the census.
Yeah.
You can't do that with fast food.
You can.
Because it could be 5,000 different cows in that quarter.
You don't. Yeah. We watched Food Inc. and I think Texas is being very progressive with this.
The fact that you can bring in your own beloved cows so you know exactly where that meat is coming from.
Right.
Great hack. I'm all aboard.
And I've heard if you tip very well, they'll give you their head to take home with you. You just put that head in a bag and bring it home.
That's pretty good.
Very cool. Number 4. In a hurry, drive the wrong way through the drive-thru to get your food before you order.
What?
You never thought about that, did
That's
you?
That's genius.
Number 5. Did you know that In-N-Out Burger has a secret menu? Try a double-double or animal-style fries, or one of our favorites, a mother sparrow. The cashier will chew up your food and mouthfeed it to you while flapping his or her arms like a bird. Yum! Even better, here's how really to be in at In-N-Out. Ask for a Crusader Burger. It's twice the beef, triple the cheese, and dunked in holy water by an ordained line cook.
Why do they make these secret menus?
It's kind of like a cult thing. It's like a California like cult thing.
Well, here's one thing. If that was here in Massachusetts with real God-fearing people, that Crusader Burger would take off in a second.
That's true. That'd be the only thing on the menu.
That's bad business, leaving all that holy water near those Babylonians in California.
It's crazy how there's this drought going on, and holy water is pretty much the only water they have left in California.
I heard it's getting better.
Okay. People are eating less peanuts. Is it almonds? Okay, number six, our final life
hack. It's almonds.
Okay, bagel. Let's just do the life hack.
Are you thirsty for a bottomless beverage? After you order a large soda, tell the cashier that you brought your own travel cup. Then hand him a bathtub. Slurp. All right. Slurp.
That is actually...
Those are the life hacks.
The proper way to say cheers.
Guys,
hey,
don't...
DJ Fass?
Yeah.
How do you carry a bathtub there?
What? How do you carry a bathtub anywhere? Okay. Moving on.
I loved it. What's the next song we've got to go?
Those were
six amazing life hacks. I'm going to try them all out in the same day at some point.
Yeah. Right, because we eat a lot of fast food here.
We do.
At the self-help half hour. Do we want like an indie thing or do we want like a rap song? Like,
I want a rap song.
I want a
right
rap
now.
Song.
You
All
know
right.
what? We've hit 9:23.
Ooh, okay. I'm ready.
I'm ready to do some like get
kind of crazy in here. All right, let's do it. This is the Cool Kids.
Sitting on the couch, holding a remote, flipping channels. I'm a rebel, eating a bowl of them fruity pebbles. Yeah. How gangsta is that? Huh? Not gangsta at all. Oh, you judging me, dog? Please, you shop at the mall. Me, I shop at boutiques, limited quantities, sneaks. Where do these quantities be? Maybe they all on my feet.
I don't know.
But I don't get it though. About a year ago, you said my gear was whack. Now my gear is dope. I guess it goes full circle like a Cheerio. Cause you ride. What I was rocking like a year ago. You said my chain was lame, then you go and get a rope. You clown jokesters pose for poser posters. Told you when I woke up, hold it like holsters and stop while I fold the rest of my clothes up. I love the hypocrites hating until you make it whack. Swagger jackers, but my steez ain't for the taking.
You still playing Sega?
I'm cooler than that guy.
No red monkeys with the vapesters.
I'm cooler than that guy.
What you riding on that bike for?
I'm cooler than that guy.
Does that belt say Star Wars?
I'm cooler than that guy.
Why your jeans ain't sagging?
I'm cooler than that guy.
You ain't smoking on the dro cut?
I'm cooler than that guy.
Where your stunner shades at, dog?
I'm cooler than that guy.
They ain't got no book.
I'm cooler than those guys.
I'm in the crib Saturday night with my Sega. That's right. Playing a game of that Street Fighter. I guess that makes you think you cooler than me. But any girl you could pull, I could pull them with ease. Like the letter after D, not ecstasy. It's easy to me. Yes, yes, indeed. It's hard to believe, but swallow it. So much game that I could put it in a bottle and sell it to lames and getting graphics in your fade. Was fresh in the day, but it was jacked by the losers. I'm about to say screw it and grow a Jerry curl, wear a diaper like Cupid or something else stupid and see if people do it. If they do, then that proves it. People are just losers and they'll do anything and someone cool do it, but they won't do it first. So I guess they not cool and it's the end of the verse. So I'm chucking that deuce.
You still playing Sega?
I'm cooler than that.
No red monkeys with the vapesters.
I'm cooler than that. Guy.
What you riding on that bike for?
I'm cooler than that guy.
Does that belt say Star Wars?
I'm cooler than that guy.
Why your jeans ain't sagging?
I'm cooler than that guy.
You ain't smoking on the dro cut?
I'm cooler than that guy.
than that guy. I'm cooler than that guy. I'm cooler than those guys.
That was Dummy Discards a Heart by Deerhoof. Deerhoof. Very cool band. Very crazy. And before that, we had A Little Bit Cooler by The Cool Kids. Does that belt say Star Wars? I'm cooler than that guy. And speaking of being cooler than the other guy, I think it's time for another PSA. Intern Biggs, you want to read another one?
Sure.
I'd love to hear one more PSA from you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate this opportunity. This one's called Numbers to Think About, PSA. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. This has been a public message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Those were the numbers.
Those are some numbers to think about.
I'm bad with numbers. Can you give us a synopsis, Intern Biggs?
So 5% of the world's population lives in the U.S.
Okay.
24% of the prisoners of the world live in the U.S. And 43% of the world's total military spending is from the U.S.
Yeah, but what is that? What would that symbolize in terms of like
geopolitics?
Say like there are 100 people in the world. How many of them would be American?
Oh, five of them.
Do you get this statistics thing?
I've never been good with math. I've always been better at applied math.
Yeah, I think this one was a step too far, but thank you, Bagel, for bringing that to our attention.
It's not with me.
Yeah,
you
thank
know?
You, intern. That was good. I enjoyed that. That was, you know, it was definitely, you know, it was definitely a PSA that we had a legal binding to read. So
right.
There's that.
There's that.
Should we move on to our next segment?
Let's do it. I think the listeners are dying for our next segment.
It's question time.
Whew.
Here's the thing. Every week, we get people to write in. We don't do phone calls. Don't call us. But do send, obviously, your letters to our mailbox. We get them every week. We read them all. And every week, we try to tackle a dilemma, a quandary, a problem you guys are having. Because we know sometimes you can't get over these things ourselves. This week, a writer comes from right here in the old Medford. What's her name, guys?
Intern Beggs, you want to give her a fake name?
You mean her real name?
Give her a fake name.
An anonymous name.
Melinda.
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 What's her surname?
Jonas.
Melinda Jonas.
Melinda Jonas.
Nice. Melinda Jonas writes, "Hey guys, I've been a fan from the beginning, and it's good to see you guys are finally getting the success you deserve with the primo wake-up time slot." Thank you, Melinda Jonas.
Thanks, Melinda.
What a wonderful thing to say. We believe that too. "I figured this new time slot would be the perfect time to pick your brain over a dilemma I have been facing these last few weeks. I've been living with a new roommate these last few weeks, and he is the absolute ish. We're both super athletic ectomorphs, so that gives us a lot to talk about when we're chilling in my room, thumbing my muscle mags. But one thing has been bugging me so far. You see, his life goal is to be a professional wrestler. Not the amateur college kind, but the WWE variety, lighting up arenas across the country with his delicate smile and not overly hairy chest. I have every belief he will be able to do it, except one problem. He is the least creative person in the world. I've been trying to give him some awesome wrestling names like Crippler Crawshaw, or the Star Mangled Whammer, or Mr. Headbang. But his character is terrible. He calls himself Man Whip, and comes out in a cardigan made of hemp and a cat o' nine tails. I legitimately think he will go far, but he has no mainstream appeal, and I don't want him to get injured for nothing. Is it time for me to step in and say this wrestling dream has gone too far, or that he really needs to rethink what he's doing before he goes forward? Thanks, guys. MJ.
MJ. Melinda Jonas.
Melinda Jonas. Wow, that's a tough one.
That is hard.
We rarely ask if we should tell people to give up on their dreams.
Well, first of all, thank you, Melinda Jonas, for writing it.
Okay, Bagel. Yeah. I mean, let's just leave it to the gurus. Yeah. I think, first of all, Man Whip is the best one out of all those.
I was going to say that's very cool.
Scar Mangled Whammer? What's that a reference to?
Mm.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing in popular culture?
I've never heard of that.
Scar Mangled Whammer. I don't get it.
It's just like too many syllables.
Crippler Crawfish? Is that better than
again,
Man Whip? The Man Whip is in the name.
Two syllables. Man Whip. It's evocative. It's powerful. It's deep.
It acts both as his name and as his motivation.
And his finishing move, I'm sure.
Ooh, that's completely true.
He's called a Man Whip.
Are you allowed to use a cat o' nine tails in wrestling?
I have no clue what that is.
I believe in WWE professional rules, you are allowed to
You are allowed to use a cat o' nine tails. Well, then it makes perfect sense. Like this guy, beyond all else, because you can't use chairs or anything, but if you can use a cat o' nine tails, then that's you going straight to the top.
Right.
This is literally the one character I think that is suited for the WWE.
Yeah.
For professional wrestling. I don't see... MJ, I think you need to take a step back. I think you need to question what you want out of this and what he wants out of this and try to not get them confused.
So CTP, here's the big question that I know is on all of our minds. How do you think MJ... And we ask this every week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just want to talk around the problem. We want to address the problem itself. So how should MJ approach Man Whip
in
this case?
There's really only one thing to do about it, I would say. And this is just me. This is just me talking as a self-help guru, as someone who has a radio show at a primo 9 a.m. position isn't allowed to say these things.
Damn.
Okay? Don't do anything.
Just
let the man... do his wrestling. That, did you get that reference?
No.
Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
It's
Colin, I understand you have a wrestling alter ego as well.
No, I don't actually.
Oh.
No.
I was confused. Maybe was it Intern Bagel?
Oh yeah, that was me.
Whatever.
Cool. Okay, fine. So I think you just gotta. I think if he kills himself chasing his dream, that's probably the best thing that can happen in this case. What do you think, Brett?
I wouldn't say that's the best option, but it's. I mean, I'm gonna focus on the chasing the dream part. That's.
Yeah, I went too far with that. If he chases his dream, that's the best option for this kid. He's clearly got the talent. He's got the persona, whatever you think. MJ, whatever you think. Mr. Headbang is not better than Man Whip.
It's not. That's way worse.
I think he's got this in the bag. Bagel, do you have anything to add in the last second?
Nope. All right. Should we do some music?
No. Let's give Bagel. Oh, okay. Let's give the intern a chance to speak.
Thank you, CTP.
What do you think?
It all goes back in history when the word whip was actually first invented.
Oh, interesting.
And the word was used actually to mean wrestling. And so I think that this is the perfect name for this opportunity. And I've never seen this man, but I'm sure he's ferocious. Thus, I believe that he will be an incredible wrestler, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him on the World Wide Web.
Great.
I changed my answer. MJ, talk him out of it. Change his name. Call him Clyde or something. Anything but Man Whip. I changed my mind. Right, that's what we had for question time.
Very
for anyone
cool.
else trying to write in, you know where to send your letters to. We don't have to say
you
it.
Guys know it already.
You know where our Instagram is. You know you're not supposed to call us with those questions. Just send them in. You know that.
You know that. Mail only. We don't do email.
We do. I can't read email.
I can't.
It's all ones and zeros, isn't it?
I don't have a computer.
I'm not a robot.
I can set that up for you guys if you need help.
Let's do our next segment.
Should we do our next segment?
Yeah. Sure. Okay, it's a bagel. What's our next segment? Is it more music?
It's more music.
Oh, what are we playing next? I'll tell you what we're playing next. Hey, Brett.
Yo.
Have you ever heard of a guy called Jake Stone?
Ooh, I haven't.
Well, I'm going to tell you, he is an 80s revivalist. He's got one song on Spotify.
Very cool.
He's the most fun part of my week so far.
Right.
This is Trick of the Light by Jake Stone.
The time I heard that warning shot, man, I
Oh, my favorite song.
That was a very cool song. What was that? What was the song again?
It was called "Trick of the Light" by Jake Stone. He's an up and coming singer, who does music, and that was I don't know anything else about him. He's had quite a few. He's had quite a few plays from people on the Spotify in the last few weeks. What is what's our next segment? I think it's going to be the fortune cookie segment. Isn't that right, Faust?
Oh, you know it. Do you want to tell the listeners who are tuning in for the first time a little bit about this segment?
Well, every week we like to start off your Wednesday properly by giving you something to look forward to in the week, because the week begins Wednesday and ends the following Tuesday. So what we're going to do is we open a little fortune cookie for everyone, and we read it out loud, and we kind of debate the meaning, because you can take all these meanings several different ways. Don't ever listen to us and do exactly what we say. Try to think about what we mean when we say it. Our English isn't good. So what we're going to do is we're going to open this fortune cookie, read what it says. We're going to debate the meaning, and we're going to try and take that. We're going to try and take that thing.
I'm gonna open it
into our real lives and work on it. Where'd you get this fortune cookie from?
What?
Where'd you get this fortune cookie from?
Roses. On Medford Ave, Boston Ave? Mm. Boston Ave. All right.
They say roses are girl's best friend. All right,
I have the fortune. Okay, here it is. You need to control of your emotions. Keep them under wraps. No joke, it says that. Keep them under wraps. It's like, kind of starts off like you need to control your emotions, and then it gets really stern. It's like, keep them under wraps, okay? With an exclamation point. How should we interpret this?
Conceal, don't feel. As an English person, is what I've been told since the age of two. I feel any show of emotions in public is vulgar.
Yeah.
It may make people think I'm cold. It makes me feel like I'm just damn good at my job as a self-help guru.
Right. And that's,
I don't let my emotions get in the way of anything. Mm. If you're not a self-help guru, maybe this isn't the best advice to be taking. If you're, say, an actor, maybe showing emotion would be a good thing. I don't know. I'm not part of that life.
Yeah, that's West Coast.
But, keep them under wraps.
Yeah.
I think it's a good sentiment for always.
I think the main thing to take away is that the best platform for expressing your emotion is Facebook and social media platforms, not day-to-day real-life interactions.
Because no one can tell what emotion you're portraying when you do it through, like, Facebook or LinkedIn or...
Right.
Or Instagram. Right. A Tumblr, Grindr, any of those things.
Intern Bagel, any wisdom?
Yeah, oftentimes I find that I write very long rants on Facebook.
Yep.
But I never actually post them because I have this really intense solitude and nervousness about me. So
we know.
So I really agree with the sentiment that this fortune foretold.
There's also a fortune on the back. How about another fortune? SecondFortune.com. Lucky numbers 11, 18, 23, 37, 14, 2. Bagel, any thoughts, wisdom?
Yeah, so... Sorry, was that 17, 2?
SecondFortune.com. 11, 18, 23, 37, 14, 2.
14, 2. So those are actually the numbers that my mother told me before she left for Europe.
Cool.
She never came back.
She really liked Italy, right? She stayed in Italy because she really, really enjoyed it there.
What if it's a clue to the treasure?
Oh, right. We have, as some of our listeners know, the ones who follow us closely on our Tumblr accounts and Zanga websites, we are hunting for treasure.
We're hunting for treasure.
And I would say we're like 80% radio hosts full time. 20% treasure hunters.
It's a Lara Croft kind of thing.
But you don't need to immerse yourself in the lore of the self-help half hour that much. Just a shout out to all those treasure hunters out there.
We're going to book a flight to Italy real quick.
Please
try and find Bagel's mother.
Please come back.
You know, we'll be back next week to tell you what we found. Finally, let's hear, we did our first ever poetry lightning round in the last hour. We had, what was it, Belinda from
Melinda
Medford.
Jones.
No, not Melinda Jones. Belinda called in over the half, the first, right. The first break, and she gave us our theme for the week, and it was pizzazz. Do you have, we give this to every intern we've ever had, all the way back to Gary, rest in peace.
Oh.
they get an hour during our self-help half hour show to write some poems to start off our day off right. We want to hear your poems. What are your poems on the theme of pizzazz?
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity, guys. Before I move on, though, as you know, this is my first time on the show, and it's a really great opportunity, so thank you. But I wanted to know what my radio voice was like, and I wanted to get some, you know, I'm all about self-improvement. Just like you guys are great at giving self-help, I want to improve myself. So if you have any tips for my radio voice, what would you say?
It's definitely...
It's a little bit grating.
Mm-hmm. It's not like, because, you know, we kind of like, we try to talk deep and low.
Right.
And we try to get that raspiness. We try to burrow into your ear like an oil driller. And you're just a bit kind of like, you're smooth, but, you know.
I like to imagine the microphone as a lover on a third date, you know?
Okay.
It's, you're right, you're on a third date, you know? Okay. And you're at a Applebee's, and she just ordered a margarita pizza.
And you're trying, you, many times you would get all the menus and make a little menu board around you on the third date. Not this time.
Not this time.
This time, you're in a booth.
Right.
But there's no one opposite you. You're sitting on the same side. Ooh. And you just got your like your hands pressed up against her ear hole.
Right.
like a cone of sound.
Right.
And you're talking like that. That's how we like to approach.
And she's a whale, and you're trying to communicate at that same frequency as a whale. Should we do some poems?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you guys. I'm gonna try and implement that in my poetry reading.
She's like a blue whale.
So the word was pizzazz. And here's my poem about pizzazz. Pizzazz. Oh, for the listeners, this is a haiku in standard 5-7-5 complex. Pizzazz is good for my heart that never glows. That's 'cause it's a heart.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wait. Amazing.
Let's get some snaps up.
That was pretty excellent, Biggs.
That was a lot to unpack in that.
Really great.
People rip on the haiku format because, you know, it was created for a language that we don't speak.
Right.
But that really hit me right in my heart.
Do you have another one? Do you have two? And of course, everyone, these will be posted on our website later on, so you can read them later.
Everyone check out Squarespace after the...
I do have a second one. It's way worse.
Oh, you read there.
But I'll read this one.
Go ahead.
This one's also called Pizzazz. It's also a haiku.
Pizzazz.
Everyone knows that my favorite music's jazz. It is as good as...
Whoa. Cliffhanger there.
Oh, because it's better than anything. Is what he's saying. He's Whoa. Saying nothing is as good as it. That was smart. Using the form within the poem like that. Really amazing stuff.
Thank you.
I'm really digging amazing. Where this is going. You know what, intern Biggs? We hired you just to do coffee and not teach you how to do your job for 6 months.
Right.
And eventually to take you on our treasure hunting expedition as bait. But you really proved yourself today. You're really picking up the tricks of the trade quite well. You'll be a guru in no time if we don't use you as bait.
You could be, if you continue this charade, you could be the best unpaid intern we've ever had in all 10 years of this show.
Wow. Thank you, guys. That's really meaningful to me and my family.
For those of you who aren't in the studio, So literally everyone else. We do have a intern of the month program, and currently we are accepting nominations for our intern of the month for February. So Bakes, look out for that.
I'll be on the lookout.
This could be your month, Bakes. Should we give the people what they want?
Should we play them out?
Should we play them out? Let's do it. Well, folks, it's been great getting back together with you after a long hiatus. Here, we thank you for joining us at this new time, 9 a.m. This is DJ Faust. I'm here with DJ CTP and intern Bags. You were listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, and Medford, we thought the world of you.
We thought the world of you guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Life I love you, all is groovy. eventually fading into night. These two are opening now as we lie. I touch you, wonderful alive. Girl, if you're a seascape, I'm a listing boat for the thin carries every hope. I invest in a single.
A simpler time. I'm a victim to the end.